more compelling talk radio, 1320 WILS, is live in Lansing with the Michigan Association of Broadcasters Excellence Award winner for Best Personality. This is the Capital City Recap with Michael Cohen.
Well, just 6 hours left in 2014. Thank you for joining us on this New Year's Eve. Michael Cohen, producer Solomon Martin. Tonight, we'll look back at how the markets did this year, doing much better than many analysts expected for 2014. We'll also look back at movies this year, find out which were the best ones, which were the real clunkers, and I'll ask this expert what he thought of the interview that got so much attention. But first, everyone's talking about football and not MSU football. The focus has been on U of M, even though MSU is playing at the Cotton Bowl tomorrow. To talk about all the latest news, we're joined by Joe Rexroad, Detroit Free Press MSU beat writer. Joe, great to have you here.
Hey, thanks for having me, Michael.
Yeah, what do you have any big plans this evening yourself?
Actually, I think I'm going to go to a Dallas Stars game. So they get some media tickets, so I'm going to check that out. But yeah, nothing too crazy.
Gotcha. They don't have any kinds of activities for the press to kind of rile you guys up tonight?
Well, they've got that, and then there was some sort of competition and like pool and ping pong to win prizes, but you had to make a choice. So I'm going for the hockey.
Okay. Well, what are you hearing from the folks at MSU there? How are they reacting to all the attention Harbaugh is getting this week?
I think it's not like they don't notice. Of course they notice. Everybody notices, but they've got a really important game here, so it's going to be some coach speak and player speak in terms of, not worried about it. But, really, what can they do?
What have you heard? What do they think? Even off the record, what are they telling you about Harbaugh coming to Michigan?
Well, there's nothing like off the record that's different. It's just, we'll see. Connor Cook, some guys just don't want to talk about it. Some guys, Connor Cook said, hey, he's a great coach. It's good for Michigan. Mark D'Antonio said, he wants to keep the focus on the Cotton Bowl. So, it's not like this is the first time that Michigan has grabbed headlines, even when they're performing better than Michigan. So, I think they're used to it, although certainly the Harbaugh thing is like the past couple hires on steroids in terms of the national attention.
Right. Do you think he's going to pan out? Is he going to be the savior U of M is expecting him to be?
Well, I think he's going to – I don't care who they brought in. I look at Michigan and the resources and all the sort of built-in advantages of the history, and I would probably have predicted whoever came in next to succeed. I'm sure Harbaugh will have success. Will he bring Michigan to winning national championships? It's just so hard to say, he was a good coach at Stanford. He had great success with the San Francisco 49ers. It's hard. Michigan has won a half of a national championship since 1948. So it's not like, it's easy to do.
Well, what about the dynamics though between U of M and MSU? Do you expect those games to? Do you expect to see a shift right away next year?
Well, I think next year might be tough for Michigan because he doesn't have his quarterback yet. I expect him to get a big-time quarterback and, get that going quickly and turn things around. And I think Michigan can be a solid team, but the question you have to look at is who's playing quarterback for that team. Shane Morris has not really demonstrated a lot yet. Alex Malzone's coming in as a true freshman. Mm-hmm. So, I look at next year. I think it's important for Michigan State to win that game, and I think Michigan State will be the better team next year. And then it's going to even out. And that's what the series should be. And I've always believed that both these programs could be good. They haven't been both good at the same time. But I really think we may be looking at an extended stint of both of them, being real, real contenders.
Right. Who's got a more intimidating scowl, Jim Harbaugh or Mark D'Antonio?
Well, I would say D'Antonio. Harbaugh is a little more animated all the way around. Mm-hmm. And kind of quirky. Now, he can certainly put a scowl on, too. But D'Antonio is a little more, consistent, and I think a little more menacing.
Okay. And in terms of their coaching, what they bring to the position of a coach, how would you compare the two?
It's interesting. Really, Harbaugh's track record, he rose so fast. He did really good things at San Diego. Mm-hmm. got the Stanford job. Stanford had struggled, but they both believe in, I think, a lot of the same things. They believe in running the ball. They believe in pro-style offense, you know, big linemen and running backs and play-action passing, and they both believe in defense. So I think their football DNA is very similar. Obviously, it's just a very different perspective. Harbaugh's an NFL guy who played the NFL, who coached the NFL. D'Antonio has been a college guy all the way. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think they're both organized guys, good coaches. I think it's going to be, really interesting moving forward.
Everyone's looking forward to that. I'm talking to Joe Rexroad, Detroit Free Press, MSU beat writer. So you're down there in Dallas. What are you expecting tomorrow at the Cotton Bowl there? They're going up against Baylor, number 4 in the country, right?
But yeah, I think it's going to be a high-scoring game. I really do. I think it's going to be a good game, close game, high-scoring game. I just think both offenses have the edge on both defenses, and it's going to be really interesting.
Are you anticipating one team to win then? Or?
Yeah, I mean, I picked Baylor in a close game. Mm-hmm. I'm going kind of with the home crowd. They're definitely going to have that. They're going to have, they're going to have, I'd say, 3/4 of the crowd would be my guess, and that's a really, really explosive offense. And Bryce Petty is a terrific senior quarterback. But, I mean, I wouldn't be surprised either way. My pick was 41-38. I think it's going to be right around there. It might be the last team who has the ball wins.
Well, that's a high-scoring game, it sounds like. And MSU's losing their, the defensive coordinator there? Narducci, is that right?
Pat Narduzzi, right. He is heading off to Pittsburgh to be the head coach, so this is his last game with Michigan State.
So when you've got a loss like that and then Harbaugh coming into U of M, how does that affect the team when you see things like that moving at once?
Well, yeah, I mean, it's those two things together have certainly given Michigan fans a lot of reason to be excited, and Michigan State fans maybe a little bit of trepidation. It's a big loss. There's no doubt about it. It's a big loss for Michigan State. They're going to keep the same defense. The two guys who were promoted have been a big part of the success, Harlan Barnett, Mike Tressel. Mm-hmm. But still, Pat Narduzzi was a very energetic guy, a great recruiter. So it's absolutely a big loss, and it's going to be interesting to see if Michigan State can keep it going without him.
Okay. What's your sense next year? Is it going to be a similar season for the Spartans? Or?
Well, I think the schedule's tougher with having to go to Nebraska, go to Michigan, go to Ohio State. I think offensively this could be, a really good team. Losing Jeremy Langford and Tony Lippett, but with Connor Cook coming back, I think the best offensive line they will have had under Mark D'Antonio. A lot of other good skill. I think it's going to be another great offensive team. Defense is where there are more question marks, especially if Trey Waynes, the cornerback, heads to the NFL. He hasn't decided yet, but my guess is that he does go. And then Shelly Calhoun, defensive end, also could go. And, that would be some big losses on that defense. So I think I look at that team and I think they're a contender. I think they're probably going to be right around top 10 preseason. Mm-hmm. And then that huge game at Ohio State late in the year will probably decide whether they, can play for the Big Ten championship or not.
The game tomorrow, what time is that?
12:30 Eastern.
12:30, right there in the middle of the afternoon. Joe Rexroad down there in Dallas, Detroit Free Press, MSU beat writer. Also check out his MSU blog, freep.com/Hey Joe. Hey Joe, great having you here. Thanks.
Okay, Michael, appreciate it.